Hey, y'all, welcome to Scrolling with your girls, Jen and V. We are your hosts. This is my girl.
Jen, what's up? What it do, y'all?
All right, now. And I'm your girl, V Greasy. And as always, we have a great show lined up for you tonight. So get the talking, texting, and tagging those friends and family and tell them Scrolling with Jen and V is on, baby.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Get it right.
And you need a drink in tow to watch Scrolling to have some extra fun with us. A little bonus, if you will. All right. Cheers, Jen.
Cheers.
Yay to a great show. If you need some drink inspo, you know where to go. Head to Jen and V on TV on our social media platforms and get your drink on. Very easy, simple ingredients. All right. Jen, you ready to get into the show, gorgeous?
Let's go. Let's make it do what it do.
All right. Our first segment for tonight, Scrollers. What we got for them, Jen?
Let me see that dong.
Please. That dong, the dong, dong,
please,
dong.
Please, and right ow. Now, okay? And I'm going to kick us off for it, all right?
All right.
Let me see that dong, baby. When he knows how to swing it, ooh. How about that? I mean, it could probably be overly done, but let's see what IG user X Jessica HSU posted. Let's see.
Whoa, same thing I said.
I was like, wait, I didn't expect that. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. One more again, producer. Let me see what I missed. Make sure I catch it this time. I'ma swing it this way.
The
third arm swung it.
He got skills, baby. The way he did that.
If he can pull on your earlobe, honey.
Yeah.
Make you think twice.
If he can work a yo-yo like that and make you do all the little tricks, he can make that thing do some things.
He gotta wear the right pants for that.
That's right. Okay.
He gotta make sure it cup.
Ooh.
Like swing around it and undo.
I know your DMs are full, honey. They are full to capacity.
I'm gonna swing this way. I like it.
Shorty, swing my way. Yay. All right. More for Let Me See That Dong, y'all. We starting off strong with the dongs. We're going to have some trampoline tryouts. Hey, IG user at I Am Low Copeland. Let me see them trampoline tryouts. Up and down and up and down. Light skin is
three,
jumping.
Two,
is that what he's saying?
One.
Ready? Oh! Oh!
So did that come with the trampoline?
Okay.
Girl.
Come on, girlfriend.
Yeah, I think I'm a whole trampoline tryouts. Men, bring your gray sweats and may the best one win.
Ooh, that part, girl, yes.
Okay, you knew what you were doing. You just wanted to emphasize it a little more on the trampoline.
They always know what they're doing.
I can do that same move except without a third arm.
You just saying, right?
I'm just saying, bruh. Okay.
Baby, trampoline trial.
Girlfriend, you in. Whoever recording, you in.
Mm-hmm. You can join the Scroll Olympics with those moves.
Let me see that dong. That was a nice dong, though. All right, y'all. What is Granny zooming in on exactly?
I love my grannies.
And they nasty.
Yes.
I love a granny that still got a little flutter in her butter.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. IG user William Martin Wright posted this about this granny zooming in.
Granny. I say granny.
Let me see the first one, producer. The first granny with her phone.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
I can't see what she was doing.
Oh, no. I think she was trying to zoom in on that one.
You know what? I'm going to give it to them that they don't know how to work their phones really well.
You going to give them that?
Yeah, they ain't zooming on no
They
trying to see if how they phone not working properly. You know, they still trying to figure these smartphones. Look at us trying to, she's trying to get it right. And she went straight for the pants and then went to the head. Okay.
Yes. Grannies knows. They know. They know exactly what they're doing. All right. The grandkids then taught them how to use the phone, and they using their phone to see their dog.
And them is right. Even funny.
Exactly.
Because like, that'd be me.
Uh-huh.
Like, what is she really looking for?
Yes. She's like, forget this performance, honey. Let me see that dung work. You swinging that thing.
Was the music good?
Mm-hmm. She probably said, I don't know, child.
Was he drumming like he should be drumming? Playing the guitar like he should be playing the guitar? Did you really focus on the show?
Yes.
That's all I'm asking.
Girl, because I'm going to tell you, even my mom, baby, if you ain't got no, if you got a good penis size, Margarita going to call it out. She going to want to see it, all the things, wow. Okay? She going to want, she don't mind.
Margarita, you doing
mama, girl, she is wild.
Ow!
Everybody thinks she's so innocent. I'm like, she is wild,
her
okay?
Name Margarita.
Yeah, exactly.
Put some tahini on that and we got a good drink. Hey, Mama Marg.
Yes, honey, she is wild.
My flaming twin.
Okay, and even when we go out, she don't want to go home. I'm like, lady, it is time to go.
No, don't be putting that in
the
bed.
Oh, girl, she be ready to go.
She is not ready to go.
I be ready to go, not her. Mm-hmm. I'm the granny in that situation.
Are we all?
Okay.
The kids are like the ones breaking
right,
down.
Exactly.
It's not them.
But no, that's
we're
true,
we talking
though,
about new generation, our parents' generation.
Yeah.
Oh, they holding it down.
They are.
They
yeah.
are holding it down at 80.
They are alive and
seriously.
Kicking it well.
Yes,
and I'm
indeed.
So grateful for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I have surgery. My mama
yeah.
is my nurse.
Yeah,
that should
see?
Be that should be the opposite
right,
way.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed. Mm.
He said, I'm so disappointed.
I'm disappointed, V. I'm like, I should be taking care of you.
Yes, yes. You know? I'm telling you, girl.
Blessings
I love that for us.
Though.
Exactly. I love that. All right, y'all. Last one for Let Me See That Dong. All right. Who's the freak that made this sculpture?
Ow.
Ooh, IG user at Chisel
kind of
Adonis.
Art.
Let me see what kind of sculpture you made.
Chisel Adonis.
Mm.
Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you seen a statue and said, let me look underneath this?
I never.
Oh, no! My God. Look at the details.
Why?
Why? Them balls got more wrinkles than my grandpa.
Why? 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 Oh, no. Why? Why?
I'll do that next time.
It's the statue.
Because I never do look under a statue.
Right.
If they clothed.
But what made you want to, I wonder what made him want to look under the statue. Like, what made
it's
him
curiosity.
Say,
curiosity.
Let me see what's under here.
And I will tell you this.
But you don't like big stuff, Gene.
They not half-assing their art.
Yeah.
They went all
right.
the way out.
Yeah. They say
they sculpted everything.
Mm-hmm.
They say he may be covered, but you know what? Who knows?
Right.
We might take the skirt off one day. Look at this, V.
Like
pause
they
producer.
Taking
it. Perfect
you know,
ball
you
sack.
You know, Todd is so messy.
Pause,
look at her.
Perfect
not him pausing
sack.
On this.
Okay.
I mean, he did it, too.
Look.
I wonder how long it took him to chisel that thing. Because they do like this when they chisel it, right? Pop, 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 pop. They like hammering.
I'm handling like
yeah.
this. Touch it. Don't just take a picture of it. Touch it and see if they're going to fall off.
They say we're sculpting
see,
a man.
See, that'd be me.
We giving the man his whole package. Right. Like.
No, they in there.
They in there.
They still in there. I mean, they went the whole
yes.
way. They
right.
didn't half
mm-hmm.
do nothing on that sculpture.
And it'd be my look. I look under there.
But what made him look?
That's
like
what I'm
said.
Saying. What made him look? Curiosity kills the cat,
that
they
was,
say.
That was huge curiosity.
It'd be my look. I look under there and it's, you know, and I'm not touch it
to
and
that.
It fall apart. Yeah.
That dude say, no, 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 no.
I'm like, yes,
no.
yes, yes. Like he say, I'm drawing a man. I'm gonna give this man all his body parts. He got a sack, so I'm sculpting
guess
his a sack.
I didn't know if he want. He got his genitalia.
Yes, yes.
I
but see, Jen,
don't
you
know.
Don't like big statues and stuff. So how you gonna check it out?
Cause I'm a fear factor. That's how. I went to the museum this past weekend.
Yeah.
And that big, I had to took a picture in front of big old the Hulk.
Yeah, I saw your picture.
And I was like this. Yeah, I sat right there in front of him.
Oh, good.
I freaked out, but I'm still gonna approach
yeah.
you.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
still
yeah,
gonna
yeah.
psych myself out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not big. That's
yeah.
just a sculpture, you know. But for me to go underneath it,
ooh,
now,
baby,
that probably would have been a thing. Like, why? Why would I would have think it would have just been carved evenly, like just a slab.
Right, you know, exactly. Yeah, real, nice real and balls. Flat under there. Right. All right, y'all. Don't forget to follow your girls on social media at Jen and V on TV. And y'all, we on that YouTube. Check us out at Scrolling with Jen and V. Do some binge watching over there. We got all Absolutely. The episodes posted there for you.
With a drink and get some laughter.
Yeah, we got the YouTube videos with the episodes. Mm-hmm. We got the shorts. We got it all going on YouTube. All right. We got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, what we got for the people, Jen?
Chick chat.
So y'all bring it on back for that chick chat, baby.
So we can bump these guns. Scrolling with Jen and V. I'm your girl Jen. This over beauty over here is V, and we're ready to start rolling and scrolling and getting into some more crazy reels, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not continue the shenanigans? Mm-hmm. You hear me?
Yep.
So what we got up for the people for our second part of the show, V? Chick chat.
We got your back when it comes to that chick chat,
y'all.
As
females, you know, it's a beauty shop, you know, right. Whether it's at a golden age event, we talking and we telling as women.
That's
you know,
it.
We all we do is bump our gums and our dentures.
Talking about everything.
How about that?
Okay.
V, why don't you kick us off with chick chat?
Sure thing. All right. This is me when I stumble on drama on my feed, because it'd be a lot of drama on the feeds, all right? Fake. TikTok user at Not The Real Amy.
Fake.
What kind of drama on your feed?
Not The Real Amy.
My friend of 4 years just ended our friendship over a man.
Over my man, my husband, the person that's the most important to me.
I'm gonna tell you the story.
First and foremost, the fact that you started your video talking about my friend of 4 years cut me off over a man and didn't actually explain what the dynamic of the relationship was, I'm going to do.
Well, the way it works out is her birthday, their anniversary, Christmas, my birthday, New Year's. So right around this time of the year, we're chatting a whole bunch. Girl, what you doing? Girl, what you doing? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Y'all, so this year, no different.
You're disclosing information to the internet that's not your business to tell.
It's like, okay,
what I said. Where did y'all go for y'all anniversary? And she goes, oh, we just went out to dinner. He got me flowers and some jewelry. And I was like,
you're upset, wholeheartedly upset, that I got jewelry, dinner, and flowers, the thing that I requested. That
she just no, enjoying
herself. No, I'm going to start. And we all need to start with our friends who are accepting, like, low-effort shit. You like it? From the men that they're with.
You live a life where you live in la-la land. You, A, don't have a man.
You enjoying that drama,
don't
girl.
Have somebody, have never had anybody that does for you what my husband does for me.
He's a man of means, okay?
You are a pocket watcher. You clock everything that is done in a manner in which you wouldn't accept it, but nobody's even doing for you what my man does for me.
This man, his third property when I was in real estate. I've seen this place. This man makes mid to high six figures.
They are exhausting. Okay?
Like, why are you coming on the internet talking about my man's income? Because you sold the house. Like, be so for real. You're weird.
You are the type of person that likes to travel because we bonded over that. We've traveled and taken trips together before.
And not for nothing, but what we do with our finances is for a greater purpose for our kids, because we are.
I'm tired of y'all with this drama. Yeah,
she over it too.
Right,
she's into
I am
it,
so
but
over
it's like how
it.
Much? How much longer do I have to watch them go banter back and forth
about
like,
each other's husband, man, or whatever? Like, here's my thing. I don't. What works for you and your man is what works for you and your man. Why do I care about what your man give you, what he do for you, or what he don't do for you? If you sitting there dealing with it, that's your business. I'm not gonna be mad at you because you chose to deal with it. Like, that's your business. I don't get that. That's not a true friend.
White folks are entertained by black
women's
drama.
Cutting up. having a cat fight on the net.
We here to entertain y'all, for real. We here to entertain y'all. If y'all find some liking in it, so be it. Because we know our traditions are a little different.
Yeah, I'm like, girls, what? Are y'all really mad about that? That's like Jen being mad because my husband gave me flowers and jewelry for my anniversary. Why would Jen be mad at that? If I chose to accept it.
Yeah, because ain't got to do with
right,
me.
Right, like, so nothing. What? Girl, bye. Y'all wasn't real friends.
If I say anything, I'll be like, he better.
Yeah, right, see, exactly.
Like,
yes.
Shit, as he should.
Yes, that'd be my answer. That's real friends. Like, come on, you girls.
All right,
ooh,
y'all.
Get it together.
When you remember he probably did this with other girls before you, you know, you kind of get to that point where you're like, how many bodies he got? You know?
What's all
right,
body count?
IG user Gabrielle Medina Toledo posted this. Let's see.
I'm having so much fun with you, baby.
You remember he's probably done this with other girls before.
What,
you
ride a roller coaster?
Right, like what? Or you just having a random thought while you on a roller coaster? Like,
because she was all giddy at first.
Yeah,
and then
like
her demeanor changed.
Like, how many girls you know took on this roller coaster ride?
I'd be like that too. Yeah, like how many bodies you got?
I went.
And
I'm
you know how rodeo comes to the carnival comes to the rodeo in Houston every year.
Yes,
beginning in what March? Mm-hmm. Is it like March around that time?
Yeah, we doing
y'all,
big in the
y'all
H.
Be going on them dates, being like. How many stuffed animals have you won like this?
Okay, exactly.
You know,
yes.
Shooting hoops.
How many rides you done been on with the girls?
She just funny, switched
other
it.
Girls,
she
right?
Switcheroo, mm-hmm. Like a real thought process.
And that's what some women do. We'll switch just like that in a matter of seconds.
We overthink a lot.
In a matter of a few seconds.
Like,
yeah.
What if I did this? What if you feel like this? Like you just go through so many thoughts and emotions.
All these different
like
thought bubbles popping up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, y'all. Would seeing this give you the ick too? Let's see. What's the ick? I just use it at more before NDS. Will this give you the ick too?
Everybody has a plan on my downfall. Let's see who will make it to the finish line. Five. Don't slip, don't trip, don't fall. Come to the crib and take off your draw. Give her the book like a dog. Grab us a key and come through ball.
Boyfriend, a baby daddy, I'm assuming. Oh. That is, Todd, play that again. Because I'm trying to figure out.
Everybody has a plan on my downfall. Let's see who will make it to the finish line. Five. Don't slip, don't trip, don't fall. Come to the crib and take off your
draw. Yes.
Give it a book like a dog. Grab us a key and come like ball.
That's going to be, that was going to be my question.
Were y'all on?
That's my question.
I would be embarrassed as hell, too. I would have to, if that's what your ick is, embarrassment, then I would be, too. Because guess what? You done f***ed up my drinking.
Yep.
You done messed up my whole high.
The whole vibe
like my,
is just gone.
I'm done. I don't even want to be in here no more.
Mm-hmm.
You getting dragged out? Like, why?
Yeah.
That's some, you need to grow up.
He must have got drunk. Start talking noise and violating all types of things in that establishment and got put out.
That's like J-Lo when she left Diddy.
Yeah.
She like, y'all, you doing this in the club? Gunfire and stuff? Now I'm good, bro.
Yeah.
We breaking up tomorrow. Matter of fact, when I get home, I'm just texting and be like, I don't think this going to work out.
He had to do some serious clowning because the way like, they handled him, that was like, he must have been doing the absolute most.
And that dude was handling
him. Yeah.
Wedgie and all.
Right.
So.
Wow.
I mean, you should have had an ick.
Embarrassing.
How women be acting, depending on the man they got. And that's true, because the birds of a feather flock together.
Yep.
All right, IG user La Angelina Astro posted this. Let's see what's happening.
Yes, Daddy. Oh. You want the sandwich with the lemonade? Oh, okay, I'll make it now. The hell you think I am, bro? Get over it.
Your attitude start changing for sure.
Facts on facts on facts, right?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
With that, I'm going to treat you like a bum.
Exactly. You got this little thing.
You got that first
go
one.
Go fix your own food.
If you asking me to cook some freaking mock shoe.
Yeah. Not mock shoe.
Knowing I don't know how to cook no mock shoe. I'm about to be in the kitchen corning it up.
Yes.
Corn milk, okay. Whatever. I'm about to let it cook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it cook.
That little one, I'm like, you better go fix your own damn sandwich.
Or you better DoorDash it.
Say, mama, can you fix me a sandwich?
Uh-uh.
Fix your own damn sandwich. Anyway, y'all, we got to take a quick break. We're coming up with our third segment of the show. What we got for him, V?
Algorithm.
All right, y'all, come see what these dance moves got going on, or rapping, whatever they got going. All right, don't go nowhere. Come back.
welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. We have reached the last part for tonight's show. But before the break, we told y'all we had algorithm. But what had happened was we got, what we got from Jen?
What had happened was.
That's the real segment okay. for this third one. Okay, y'all?
A little switcheroo.
Yeah, that's all. Just a little okay. something. You know, a little
we
mix
got some,
up.
We got some other reels.
Yeah.
For what had happened was. We're going to come back with algorithm, though.
Of course.
Okay, we're
we
going to bring some algorithm back. I'm going to kick us off. What had happened was, girl, how does this even happen to you? And that's a lot of questions I've asked myself that recently around Thanksgiving. Like, how did this happen? IGJ Swift underscore, love him,
your boo,
posted this. Let's see what he, because he always cracking up at somebody at the end of the video.
Women get a terrible rap for having daddy issues, but have you ever dated a man with mommy issues? I have. I was 22. He was 29 years old. He still lived with his mom. No judgment. None. He asked me on a second date. Second date, this is important. I barely knew him. He asked if his mother could join us on our date. And I said, sure, because I'm easy breezy, okay? And she was sitting in the front seat. I was sitting in the back seat. We were about halfway to the restaurant. And she began to declare that she would like a foot rub. So he pulled over immediately, as if this happens all the time. This was not unusual.
Shut up.
He pulls over. She turns her torso to him. She flops her leg over into his lap, and he rubs her foot. He rubs her feet between the toes, up and down the calf. And I was in the back seat. It was a surprise for sure.
Girl, did you get out the car?
That poor. I did an Uber. I'm going to say, I'm going to Uber.
You gave him 5 years.
Girl, excuse me?
How about 5 minutes?
Excuse me?
Of nothing you can say to me to ever make me want to go on a date with you ever again. Mommy
girl,
issues.
Girl, no. No.
Mommy issues.
Ma'am, you a mama's boy and you can keep on being a mama's boy. You cannot have no woman in her right mind who would deal with that. No, ma'am.
Not happening.
I'm like, Jen, I'd be like, can you pull over?
Say
yeah,
she
pull
flopped
over.
Her legs baby, over. Over the arm,
yeah.
the middle console.
Uh-huh. Talking about, I want to,
he pulled, she said he pulled
rug.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
Because yep. I can't drive and rub your feet at
right.
the same time.
Not to accommodate my
how
mind.
Would you look in the back seat
right.
if that was your situation?
I'd be like this. Like,
no, I know for damn sure I'm not in this situation.
I'd be like, hey, can you pull over? Yeah, can you pull up? I got to use the restroom.
Yeah,
yeah I
got to
pull over. Y'all can
get
go
an Uber back home.
Exactly. I'd be like, Uber.
I'm out.
Mm-mm.
I'm
no.
out. This
no.
I'm uncomfortable.
That is very
that
uncomfortable. Like, girl, what?
Ugh.
What?
And that means that's going to
continue
wrong
with that
into
mama
your relationship.
Too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Something wrong with that mama.
And him. You
yeah.
came from him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, both
and
of y'all can have y'all date.
And y'all living together. So, it's, yeah, some ain't.
Y'all can
mm-mm.
have y'all date.
Some in the
I'm
milk
good.
Ain't clean.
I'm good.
Mm-mm. All right, more of what had happened was, that was crazy. Now, this is a real relationship story
ooh.
Right here, y'all. I just use it at Leah underscore Tachi 2. Let's see this relationship story.
In my relationship with my ex, there were a lot of moments that led me to believe that that man was not wiping his ass. But of course, when you're in a relationship with somebody and you think you're in love with them, you don't want to believe that there's a possibility they might not be wiping their ass. So I gaslit myself a lot. When my best friend and roommate at the time came to me and said, hey, I'm finding stray dookies in the toilet with no toilet paper, and I think it's your boyfriend. I think your boyfriend isn't wiping his ass. I brushed her off, and I said, surely my boyfriend is wiping his ass, and it's your boyfriend who is leaving the stray dookies in the toilet. And then, when this boyfriend became my fiancé, and we moved in together, just us, and I started finding stray dookies in the toilet with no toilet paper, I thought, surely the water pressure here just isn't good. When
girl.
He flushes the toilet, it flushes down the toilet paper and not the dookie. It's never happened to me, but hey, maybe it's happening to him. And
that's
then after we broke up, I was on the phone with his mom and we got to talking and I ended up telling her everything that this man put me through. And she was not surprised, unfortunately. All she had to say was, I'm sorry. We thought that he had changed when you guys got together, but obviously he didn't. And at one point in this conversation, she says, Kirsten, the man can't even wipe his own ass. Pause. Rewind the clip. What the f*** did you just say to me? Did you, his mother, just say to me that he can't wipe his own ass? You're confirming that?
Mm-hmm.
You're confirming that this whole time he probably wasn't wiping his ass. Every stray dookie I found was a dookie that he left. with a butt unwiped?
Well, hold on.
See,
my thing is, I don't understand how you not know that.
Yeah.
How you not know that? Because if you were in a real intimate relationship with your man,
yes,
you going to know that. You going to smell it. Mm-hmm. Like, what are the showers like?
Right.
Are y'all using a loofah or a towel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he using his hand? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so many questions that I need to know intimately about my man.
Yeah.
To know what I'm getting into. Because then you got sheets.
Yeah. Oh.
You got sheets. And then he going to public restrooms and going, you know, using public facilities. Mm-hmm. And
you had to have known
of it in your butt. There's an itch,
yeah,
waiting to happen.
And if that's denial,
consistent, and you know, all are not clean.
Yeah, that's it.
Some of them are not clean, and they come out smooth.
Right.
Some of them got a little. They come in parts.
Yeah, I think she was just in plain old denial. All right, y'all, we got to end the show. That was some wild stories, y'all. Don't forget to follow us on social media at GNNV on TV. We'll see you guys next time. GNNV out!